It's the Sunday Special. I'm your guy, Dave Lorenzo, here with me, my best friend. Hello, Nicola. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. I'm fantastic. How are you?
She's Nicola Gellarmino. You know her as Nikki G. And folks, we're a little punchy today. For whatever reason, we're exhausted. We just recorded three shows. We've had a busy, busy week. Let's talk about the things we did in our business this week, Nicola. So the biggest thing is that we onboarded 10 brand new members into Exit Success Lab. And that onboarding process was so successful that those folks referred us to two more, and then we picked up a third. So we now have 13 members who are professionals going through the beta process of the professional coaching, the subject matter expert coaching portion of Exit Success Lab. What's your thoughts on how that went? How do you feel like the week was for ESL and the two orientation sessions we had?
First, I would call that a good week as entrepreneurs. Signing up 13 new clients is a great week. It's not just a good week, it's a great week. It's really exciting. It's really exciting to encounter these professionals and have them share our excitement for what we're building. And we had the opportunity to do that and to hear their feedback live as we went through orientation this week. Orientation, involved us going through a two-hour seminar with everyone, sharing our vision for the program and some of the objectives and some of the dates, and really showing them how much thought we put into even their orientation. We're sharing with them what's, really a portion of our business plan for the year. And so I really enjoyed that experience. I know they did. They were so excited. I was getting so many messages in the chat as we were going through the orientation, just really responding to the excitement in the room. So that's really rewarding as an entrepreneur. And I want to take the time to acknowledge that and acknowledge these little wins along the way. As you build a business, you have to. You have to allow yourself to recognize your own accomplishments, because it's important to do that. There's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be times where we're not always excited. And it's important that you focus on the times where you do have that excitement, because it really keeps you going and it really continues just to motivate you.
Think about the day we had just yesterday. So this is the Sunday Special, but we're recording it on a Saturday. So the day we had yesterday, which was Friday, we did an orientation session where we onboarded half of those 13 people. We, in addition to onboarding those folks, that one of the people signed up, we let them come to orientation. They signed up immediately after. So we closed the deal after the orientation session. Then we went to check out a venue for our very first sponsor for Exit Success Lab, First Citizens Bank and Sarah Hernandez. They're going to sponsor us, and they're going to be a venue where we're going to have entrepreneur gatherings. So we went to look at that space. And then you and I had a really nice dinner with a good friend of mine who I wanted to introduce you to, who also happens to be a lawyer. I mean, just in that day alone, we had like a week's worth of work just in that day alone, not to mention all the other stuff we got done during the course of the week that was. So this was a really, really great week. And here's something that it's a point I want to emphasize. And this is a point for Dave and Nicola. So those of you who are in the audience, you're kind of just sitting on the sidelines listening to Dave and Nicola chat here about this one. We had a great week. But what have I spent, and this is my fault, what have I spent the last 24 hours thinking about? I spent the last 24 hours thinking about a stupid email I got from a person who is, going to derail my thought process. Basically, from somebody who I'm letting steal my joy from this past week. We had a phenomenal week, and I let this idiot steal my joy for the past 24 hours. We're not going to do that anymore, Nikki G. We're not going to do that. That's like, I'm thinking about the week we had. Now, we had an exception. We had an exceptional week. We had a really good week. All right, so we're going to have to make an edit in this show. We had a really good week, yet I let somebody steal my joy the last 24 hours. That's not happening again. We had a good week. What do you have to say about
that? Yes. Do not allow others to steal your joy, Dave, you personally, and anyone else listening to this, because you know what? We don't have that much time, right? Life goes by fast. You got to focus on people that you enjoy being around and your business, and just let some of this stuff go. So that's what we're doing here today too. We are letting some of this go and we're focusing on the wins. It was a really great week. You can tell when Both of us aren't traveling, aren't fully consumed by other matters, and we have the time to focus on our business. And when we get that time, especially when we can get together, we are uber productive. We really are. I mean, we've just been cranking through it this week and even last week. And as you can tell, our voices are back and we're feeling healthy. So we're really on a roll here.
You know, one of the things that came through again this week, and this is such a competitive advantage for us. We need to pound away at this every chance we get. And again, this is you and I talking through our business in real time in front of an audience. People said, both orientation sessions, people said how thorough our business plan is, and one person used the word advanced to describe our business plan. So because we're cut from the same cloth in this regard, we really prepare for everything we do. And I never think I'm fully prepared, but we're so much more prepared than everybody else out there that when we introduce these concepts to people, because we've thought them through, and now the power of both of us being involved, looking at this from two different sets of eyes from every possible angle, we're so thoroughly prepared that it's impressive to people when they see what we've thought through and what we've developed. I take so much pleasure in that, and I recognize now, again, this is reinforced. We talked about this last week on the Sunday special, but it's reinforced again that what we do is really good. We're giving people confidence is what I'm trying to say. The fact our preparation, our level of detail in the preparation gives people a lot of confidence in working with us. And that is a huge competitive advantage for you and me. Think about that for a minute. When most people are just slapping things together and sending out an email the night before a meeting or an event, you and I have taken such painstaking care to prepare for these things that everybody notices and everybody recognizes it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about this last week in the context of how we prepared for our presentation at the Group Leader Summit. And that was, as we mentioned, in a volunteer capacity, and we approached it the same way. And we had people, and we still have people who are commenting in response to that in meetings with us. In fact, it just happened this past week in one of our meetings today, one of our follow-up meetings from the summit, of someone commenting on our level of preparation and professionalism for that event. And we've now used that same level of preparation for our orientation. I mean, we had a slide deck. We spent 2 hours working through it with individuals, sharing our vision and our business plan. I mean, that's just how we approach everything that we do. And I think that you're going to hear this a lot from us, because it's really important as professionals that you continue to approach everything the same way and you put the same dedication and passion into it as you would prepare for anything. And that really shines through. And I think we get really positive responses from people emotionally from seeing, you know, our passion that goes into this and seeing who we are as professionals, and it makes them want to work with us.
I have a client who, in a master's group session in, I think it was June, said, okay, one of my goals is to launch a new line of business in my business, but I'm going to take a year to get it done. And Allison Cummins, who you know, and I looked at this person and said, a year? That's not a year's worth of work. That's like 60 days worth of work. And this person said, you can't launch a business and create a website and get new clients in 60 or 90 days. It's going to take you at least a year. That was in June. You and I have done all of those things. We've got, and by the way, I encourage those of you who are listening, go to exitsuccesslab.com/articles. We just posted our 30th article yesterday, Friday, as we record this. This is Saturday. So yesterday, Friday, we posted our 30th article, detailed, in-depth, really focused articles that are informative and educational. We have 13 clients, and we didn't have a website. We had an idea for a business not even 90 days ago. So that's what focused people can do. We recorded an episode on focus called Season of Focus. It's coming out this week. We encourage you to check it out. But my friends, you can do this if you set your mind to it. There are no limits. The only limits that are imposed on you are ones you impose on yourself. So you can make things happen. We had a good week this week. We've got stuff coming up in the week ahead that I think will be even more powerful, even better. We have our high net worth group meeting on Monday, which is it's the day after today. This is coming out on Sunday. It's tomorrow. It's the day after tomorrow as we record this. And then on Friday, we have a local breakfast. We already have 48 people, I think, registered. We got two spots left for the breakfast for next Friday. Nicola and I are doing a joint presentation that we are going to rehearse ad nauseum this week so that it is really good and that level of preparation really comes through. And we're going to attempt to put more people into ESL during that presentation as well. We're going to announce some of the program updates that we have for ESL coming up this week. So we just continue to roll on. And as we're recording this, we're like 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. But even the week after Thanksgiving, where you and I are going to Chicago to meet with our partners who are going to launch ESL in Chicago, we're excited about that. We've got all kinds of good things coming up. And the fact that we have these plans in place and where the train is just moving forward down the tracks as fast as it can is really encouraging and it's really exciting. So I'm thrilled to be doing this with you. I hope you're equally as thrilled to be doing it with me. And, I'm really looking forward to the week and the month that's ahead. What about you?
I am equally thrilled to be doing this with you. We've got a lot coming up. We are now just about to hit the fast forward button, right? I mean, as you head into Thanksgiving, that's what it looks like, is you hit the fast forward button and all of a sudden it's the end of the year. So we're really trying to stay out in front of that and get everything in place and planned out so that when January hits, we're going to hit the ground running with our events. And we've got so much in the works. So I'm really excited to finalize this and really get going and look forward to a great start to the year with everything that we're putting in place now.
All righty, folks, this is the Sunday special. There's no music, there's no editing. Well, there's one edit because I said a bad word, but we edited it out. So we'll see you back here tomorrow. We've got a great week of shows coming up. Stay tuned, stay with us. Until then, my name is Dave Lorenzo. I'm the Godfather of Growth, and she is
Nikki G.
No sponsors, folks. Share the show or send Nikki G money. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.